Blog Talk Radio.
Leviticus 19, verse 15.
You shall do no unrighteousness. Yahweh of Torah instruction. Go ahead.
You shall not respect the person of the poor.
Mm-hmm.
Nor honor the person of the mighty.
Wait.
But in righteousness shall you judge your neighbor.
They say you can't have no respect of persons. That is sin against the Most High Yahweh, right? That's what you done did. You done committed sin. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 3. Let's look at verse number 15 and 16. So you're going to transgress Yahweh's Torah instructions because you got respect of persons. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 and 16.
1 Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
But sanctify Yahweh in your mind.
So you gotta sanctify Yahweh in your mind. You hear?
And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the
hope. So you gotta be ready to give an answer. To every man and woman that asks you, right?
Yeah.
And let's see how, what kind of ready you gotta be. Let's do the book of 2nd Ezra right quick. What kind of ready we got to be? The book of 2nd Ezra. Let's see what I'm looking for. The book of 2nd Ezra. We got 2nd Ezra. Let's see what I'm looking for here. Well. Make that 1st Ezra, chapter 8, verse number 3. Look at 1 Ezra, chapter 8, verse number 3.
1 Ezra, chapter 8, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
This Ezra went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready in the Torah instructions of Moses that were given by Yahweh.
But he got to be very ready. They have no respect of persons because that is sin.
Yeah.
You can't go contrary to the order which Yahweh has established. That is sin.
Yeah.
You go step past one because you got respect of persons. Huh? The book of Colossians, chapter 4, verse number 3 through 6. Colossians 4, verse 3 through 6. Yes, ma'am. Colossians 4, verse number 3 through 6.
Colossians chapter 4, verse 3 through 6. Uh-huh. Verse 3. With all praying also for us, that Yahweh would open unto us a door of utterance.
Mm-hmm.
To speak the mystery Yahweh the Son, for which I am also in bondage.
He says to speak the mystery of Yahweh the Son, which I'm also in bondage. Verse number 4. Come on.
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
That I may make it manifest as I ought to
speak. So we got to make this thing plain as can be, right?
Right.
Got to make it manifest as we ought to speak. Verse 5. Come on.
Verse 5.
Uh-huh.
Walk in wisdom for them that are without.
He said, now you got the one that are without, you got to walk out.
In wisdom.
You got to walk in wisdom to the one that's without. Doing what?
Redeeming the time.
Verse number 6. Come on.
Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Let your peace be also with grace.
So you got to have a little grace, yes, in your speech, right?
Yes.
A little mercy. You gotta be about redeeming Yahweh's people, right?
Yeah.
You gotta be about regathering the 12 tribes of Israel. That's gotta be your motivation, right? Go ahead.
Seasoned with salt.
And you gotta be seasoned with what?
Salt.
Go ahead.
That you may know you ought to answer every man.
So you gotta be able to know how to deal with this thing. Whoever comes get away with a question. You gotta be able to take care of Jaguar's business, right?
Jaguar.
And let's see if you patty cake this thing.
Yeah.
If you patty cake this thing. It's like the Isaiah 58 verse number 1. How you deal with Jaguar's words? Isaiah 58 verse number 1. Isaiah 58 verse number 1. Yes, ma'am.
There is no peace.
Isaiah 58, verse number 1. Isaiah 58, verse number 1.
Cry loud, fear not.
So he said, you gotta cry loud, and you can't spare nobody's emotions, right? But I don't like the way you see it. I'm gonna see how somebody else see it, right? Same word as y'all brought, though, right? It's the same way to say. No matter if you say it loud, you say it soft, gentle, whichever way, the word of Yahweh is going to stand, right? Cry loud, spare not. Go ahead.
Lift up your voice like a trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
And show my people their transgressions.
Uh-huh.
And the vow of the temple of Yahweh Israel.
They say you got to show the family of Israel. Put a tribe of Israel. How to get back in the lead with the Most High Yahweh. That's what it's all about, right? We want the favor of the Most High Yahweh upon us, our house, our family, our loved ones. That's what we want, right? He said you got to cry loud, and you can't spare nobody. Let's see how you cry. Do you get to having a long conversation, getting winded? Well, you know, I got something to say. Well, where's your book at? That's what I want to know. You do a whole lot of talking. No book, though. Let's see how you deal with Yahweh's word in the book of Timothy. Especially 2 Timothy 3. And let's look at 12 through 13, 16 and 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, 12, 13, 16, and
17.
The A.B. of Phoebe,
you'll
see you right. Mm-hmm.
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Yea, and all that will have, that will live,
Yahweh
and
Yahweh
the
Son,
shall suffer persecution.
So he said, all that will live, Yahweh, will suffer persecution. Now let's see one thing that will befall you if you
Matthew chapter 10, verse 34.
Mm-hmm.
think not that I have come to send peace on earth.
He said, think not that I have come to make everything groovy on this planet, right? Think not that I have come to send peace on earth. Go ahead.
I came not to send peace, but a sword.
Verse 35.
35.
Uh-huh.
Why I am come to send a man at bearing against his father, and a daughter against his mother. And a man's foe.
And both. Your enemy is going to be those that are close to you, right? The one that is up under, that know you very well. They're going to be trying to trip you up every moment of the day. Every time they get a chance to stick it to you, they're going to be trying to stick it to you. Ain't that right?
Right.
Verse 37, come up.
Verse 37.
Mm-hmm. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me.
Good.
And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. So
he
say a man's foe is going to be those of his own household.
Yeah.
His own familiar friends, right? That's the one that's going to be trying to stick it to you.
Yeah.
Now, Micah made a statement concerning the matter. Let's see how he put it in the book of Micah. Say the previous theme, right? Micah chapter 7. Let's keep that verse number 5 and 6. Matthew chapter 7. Micah went a little bit deeper with this thing. The fear. Micah 7. Verse 5 and 6. What did he say?
Micah chapter 7. Verse 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5. Trust you not in a friend.
He said, look here. Don't put your trust in no friend. Hold that point. Now, why did Micah make that statement? Don't put your trust in no friend. Let's see why he made that statement in the book of Jeremiah, if I can pull it out. Statement in Jeremiah that I need to run down. Keep in Jeremiah chapter 23. Let me see if it's over there in Jeremiah 23. It's a statement that I need to run down right quick. Jeremiah 17, verse number 5. What do you say?
Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Thus said Yahweh. Trust be the man or woman
that do what?
That trust in a man or woman.
That trust in man, right? Go ahead. And make it what? Go ahead.
And whose heart or whose mind departed from Yahweh.
So he said you curse. If you put your trust in man, right? Micah 7, 5 and 6. So say this, speak and see, right?
Micah chapter 7, verse 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Trust you not in a friend.
They trust you not in a friend?
Put you not confidence in a
guide. He said put you not confidence in a guide and what else?
Keep the doors of your mouth from her that lieth.
He said, you got to have an eye of suspect. Even on the one that lies in your bosom, right? He said, you got to have an eye of suspect. Because we read, a man's foes. Those that is close to him, right? Those are the ones that are going to be trying to stick it to him. Ain't that right?
Verse
number 6. Come on.
Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am. So the son was just out of the father, go ahead.
The daughter rises up against her mother.
Mm-hmm.
The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
Go ahead.
A man's enemies.
And a man's enemies are who?
Are the men of his own house.
And the one that is close to you, right? That's the one that's going to be trying to stab you in the back. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? That's the one that's gonna stab you in the back. I can't hear from you. I gotta go somewhere else and get the same word, right? That's respect to a person. and that is faith. The book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 12 and 13. A, B, C, B, or C, right? The book of Mark, chapter 13, verse number 12 and verse number 13.
Different
motives in their brain. Because?
Because many false
shepherds, many false people
are gone out.
There's many out here that is not really about Yahweh. Even though they give you the appearance that they are, right? Proverbs 9, verse number 8. Proverbs 9, verse number 8. What did he say? He said, now reprove not a scorner. What are they going to do? Lest he or she do what? Now all of a sudden, you is on the outside looking in because you gave it to them according to Isaiah 58:1. Cry loud and spare not. Now all of a sudden, I don't want to hear nothing that you got to say, right? Prove not a scorner. Lest he or she hates you and do what? And rebuke.
If you're a wise man, and he will love you.
So you can monitor whose presence you're in, whether they a scorner or a wise man and woman, right? Especially the book of Proverbs chapter 18. Book of Proverbs chapter 18, Sister A.B. and Big Athene Royce. Proverbs 18. Let's look at verse 15 through 17. Proverbs 18, 15 through 17. What else going on with this?
Proverbs
18, 15 through 17.
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 15 through 17.
Mm-hmm.
The mind of the prudent
giveth knowledge. So he said the mind of the prudent would do what?
Giveth knowledge.
No. He said the mind of the prudent would get knowledge.
Yes.
But hold that point. Is it just getting knowledge? You get it, what you got to do with it. See, what we got to do once we get it. If I can pull it out right quick. Run to Psalm 119 right quick. And give me some time to get my second precept. The book of Psalm 119, since A.B. The mind of the prudent will get knowledge. Once you get it, what you going to do with it? Psalm 119, verse number 60. Sister A.B. and P.B. and C.U. Royce. Psalm 119, verse number 60. Now you got the knowledge. What you going to do with it? Psalm 119, verse 60. Now what you going to do with it now you got it, huh? Now it's on you, right? Yahweh is marking you. See, now what move you going to make? You going to keep being rebellious? Or you going to follow the Torah instructions of Yahweh? What you going to do? The right chapter 5. Let's look at verse number 7. Right chapter 5, verse 7. What you gonna do? Yes, ma'am.
Make no sharing.
And
put not off from
And why do you think everything is secure, right? What's going to happen? So Yahweh got his eyes on you, right? Watching everything you do, ain't that right? He see your motivation. He see what's pushing you to do what you do, right? The book of Hebrews, chapter 8. Friends of Hebrews, make that the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse number 12. Let's see what that's talking about. Book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse number 12. The ABCD of being royal. Look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12.
For the word of Yahweh is quick and powerful.
The word of Yahweh is quick and powerful, doing what?
And sharper than a
two-edged sword. Mm-hmm.
Piercing even the dividing asunder of life and spirit and of the
joint. A body and spirit. Now, let's see it. In this case, that word soul means the body. Let's peep at that right quick. Let's see what that word soul means in this case. What about the Isaiah 51? Let's see if it could be interchangeable with body. Isaiah chapter 51. The same is peace of Feroy. Let's see if that word could be interchanged in this case with the word body. Let's get Isaiah 51. Let's see that verse 20 through 23. We got to pay attention to what we read, right? Isaiah 51, 20 through 23. The Savior, Phoebe, and Theroy.
51. 23.
Verse 20 through
23. Thy son has fainted, and thy lion has the head of all the and the wild bull in the neck.
Uh-huh.
They are full of the fury of Yahweh, the rebuke of God for Yahweh.
Verse 21. Yes, ma'am.
Therefore, hear now this, you afflicted and drunk, but not with wine.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22.
Wait.
Thus says Yahweh, Yahweh, and thy Yahweh, that pleadest the cause of the said, he knows, I come to do your will, O Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
He taketh away the furrow, that he may establish the statutes.
Number 10.
Verse 10. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Yahuwah's Son once for all.
So Yahuwah is body, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the word soul in this case can be interchangeable with the word body, right? We know it can be interchangeable with the word life, but in this case, it's interchangeable with the word body. Let's run back to the book of Hebrews. We know the word in Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12. Book of Hebrews. We know the word in Hebrews 4, verse number 12. Baby and feed, see you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
For the word of Yahuwah is weighty and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
Uh-huh.
And even the dividing center of body. So, for body and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and the intent of the mind.
Yahuwah see you, and when you make it your move, all that slick stuff you working with, right? Yahuwah is able to peep with you all. Back to the book, come back to that Proverbs chapter 18. Can we finish that? Proverbs chapter 18. 15 through 17. I know we finished that or not. Proverbs chapter 18, 15 through 17. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The mind of the prudent getteth
So he said the mind of the prudent would get knowledge. We find out that once you get it, you gotta put it into action, right? Faith without works is dead, right? So he said the mind of the prudent get it knowledge. Go ahead.
And the ear of the wise seeketh.
And he said that your motivation would be to understand this thing. Not to trip nobody up, right? I'm gonna trip you up, ain't that right? 18 verse 16, what about? 18 verse 16, what about it? Mm-hmm.
A man's
head makes it
for him.
So, yeah, if you got this thing honest with Yahuwah, you ain't got to worry about it, right? You ain't got to push and shove trying to get some attention around here, right? Because the man or woman gift, make it room for them, ain't that right? You ain't got to worry about nothing. Go ahead and bring them what? So you ain't got to push and shove and all that envy and strife and all that good stuff. You see what the motivation is? Lay back. Let it ride, right? When it's time to deliver, you stand up and deliver. Simple as that. Proverbs 18 verse 17, what it say?
Now you
got your own thing. I got my own agenda about this thing, right? I want to do it the way I want to do it. Ain't that right? He or she that is first in their own cause. Seem it what? Now it seemed like you was really seeking the truth, right? But what happened? But somebody put the light on you, right? Somebody shine the light on your foolishness. And let's see what light they gonna shine. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4. Let's see what light they gonna shine on your foolishness. The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4. It's the A, B, and B, verse number 6. What is this light they gonna shine on what you working with, your secret motivation, right? 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse number 6. You got a secret motivation there, huh? 2 Corinthians 4, verse number 6.
2 Corinthians 4:6. For that's why we commanded the light to shine out of darkness.
Go ahead. To give the light
of the knowledge of the greatness of
Yahweh and
the faith of
Yahweh. So he says he shined the light in our mind, right?
Right?
To give light of the knowledge. So this knowledge will illuminate your mind, right? Let's see if we can read that in the book of Hebrews right quick. Brother Hebrews chapter 6. And let's keep that verse number 4 through 6. Well, go to Hebrews, the word Hebrew, chapter 6, verse number 4 through 6, just the A, B, and C, B of C, Roy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. He said, now, you've been enlightened, right? But you got those secret motivations in your brain, right? I want to trip up me somebody right quick. Go ahead. And you tasted the Torah structures of Yahweh. That's the heavenly gift, right? Let's see if we can read if that's the heavenly gift. Right to the book of Acts chapter 1. Let's see if we can pull it out. Is that the gift? The book of Acts chapter 1. The same is Phoebe of Seeroy. Let's pick it up at verse number 3. Let's read down to verse number 8. Acts chapter 1, verse 3 to 8. Let's see what we're working with here. The same is Phoebe of Seeroy. Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 1, 3 through 8. Let's see what is the heavenly gift here in this case, the same is Phoebe. Acts chapter 1, 3 through 8. Water, right? What?
But you shall be baptized with the right spirit.
His word. He's going to make it plain as can be, right? Verse number 6, what we're working with.
Number 6,
mm-hmm.
When they therefore will come together,
uh-huh.
They had
some things. Say what? That's why. He said, now you're going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Please.
Verse 7.
Uh-huh.
What
did he say?
It is not for you to know the time or the season.
Please. Verse number 8.
Verse 8. Mm-hmm. But you shall receive
power after that. Right?
Spirit
and promise unto you. And
you shall be
witnesses
to
both unto me,
and
to
Samaria.
And in Samaria? The northern kingdom. And unto the uttermost parts of the earth. But he said that I'm going to make known my words.
Yes.
I'm going to fill you with this righteous spirit. I'm going to make known my words unto you. The Yahweh is in the writing them up business, right? Come back to that Hebrew, where Hebrews 6. 4-6. Book of Hebrews, chapter 6. Where Hebrews. Verse number 4-6. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
For it is impossible for those
who were once enlightened
and have tasted the heavenly gift and were made
right in the righteousness. Now you gotta just understand it to a certain degree, right?
Right.
But we ran out, we read that you might have a malicious spirit now. Your motivations might be all construed, right? Then you got the right motive to deal with this thing. Verse number 5, come on.
Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Verse number 6.
Verse 6.
Uh-huh.
If they shall walk away.
Now you don't walk away. Now you got all this good understanding. Now all of a sudden you go backtrack, right? What's going to happen to them?
Again.
And that was out of the mouth of Paul speaking to the Israelites in the southern kingdom, right? He said, now, you might not get another test. You might not get another opportunity to come back to this thing, right? But Yahweh can do some things to you. Let's see what he can do to you, Sister A.B. and B.B. and 2 Thessalonians. That's our journey right there. And Yahweh can do some things. Now, you might not get a chance to get back to this covenant, right? The friend of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And let's keep that verse number 9 and 10. I think I want 9, 10 through 12. Let me be better right quick. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. But we won't get. Let's look at 9 through 12 with you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9 through 12. Now, what are you saying, Yahweh, do?
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9 through 12.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Even him who cometh is after the working of Satan.
Now, you say, even him who's coming is after the working of Satan, go ahead.
With all power and signs and lying wonders.
He said, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Because he'll make you believe a lie, right?
Yeah.
He'll have you convinced that a lie is the truth and the truth is a lie.
Exactly.
Verse number 10. Come on.
10.
Mm-hmm.
With all deceitfulness and unrighteousness
in them
that perish.
Please.
Because they receive not the love of the
truth. But you don't want to receive this thing like it's written, right? You got respect of persons and all that good stuff, right?
Right.
He said that they receive not the love of the truth that they what?
That they might be saved.
What y'all going to do? Verse 11. Mm-hmm.
And for this cause, Yahweh shall bring them from delusion.
So Yahweh say, is that the way you see it? I'm going to have you work it out. That's the way you see it, I'm going to work it out for you. He's going to see you a strong delusion that what?
That leads to believe a lie.
Verse 12, why?
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
That they all might be damned, believe not the truth.
Go ahead.
But have pleasure in the
unrighteous. But he think you don't want to do it the way I set this thing up. You want to break my protocol, huh? You want to do your thing, huh? The way you want it to be done. He said, hey, I'm going to see you a strong delusion. And you're going to be stuck up with that lie, right? Let's see what else Jaguar can do to you in Romans chapter 1, verse 28. What else he say he'll do? Let's say a bit of pity, right? Romans chapter 1, verse 28. What are we working with here? Yes, ma'am. Romans 1, verse 28. Romans 1, verse 28. Book of Romans, chapter 1, verse number 28.
And even as they did not write to retain Yahweh in their
house. But I hear what the word of Yahweh say, but this, but that, right?
Right.
You got it. Did it like you want it to be, right? But what? He said, even if they did not like to retain Yahweh in their knowledge, what? He'll do what? He'll give you over to a reprobated mind, right?
Right.
To do what?
To do those things which are not
mine. To be. Let's see where that Jaguar works. Find Ezekiel chapter 14 right quick. See what else he got going on here. The Amen, CBS, right? Ezekiel chapter 14. And let's see that verse number 9 through 11. Ezekiel 14, 9 through 11. Say you be a speaking see right. Ezekiel 14, verse number 9 through 11.
Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 9 through 11.
Yes, ma'am. He said, now if the shepherd be the sea, what about it?
You mean
Yahweh will put a block on your brain? You mean he'll send a deceiver to you? Let's see if we can read that in Job chapter 12 right quick. Is Yahweh in charge of the deceiver? Because they be a beast. Let's see if we can read that in the book of Job chapter 12 right quick.
I got something.
Hallelujah.
Well, I got something. He'll send you the receiver, right? Back up to 1 Corinthians 10:10. Let's see what make him send a receiver to you. Let's see if we read what would make him want to send a receiver on you. Or the receiver on you. What's up? 1 Corinthians 10:10.
1 Corinthians 10:10.
What did it say?
Neither murmur.
Uh-huh.
You, and some of them also murmur.
Murmur.
And were destroyed by the
destroyer. Oh, so he'll send a deceiver on you when you are what kind of person? You're
a
murmur, complainer, or backbiter. Then he'll send you a deceiver to take you another direction. You see that? And he said, and you will be destroyed.
Yes.
And how he destroys you is in your brain, and you're all over the place in the brain. Back to Brother Yahdai Israel.
Hallelujah. The book of Job 12, verse number 16. See if Yahweh is in control of the deceivers. Job 12, verse 16. Sister Avia Bibia C. Roy.
Job chapter 12, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
With
Yahweh's strength and wisdom, whatever. He said, whichever way you want it. The seed and the deceiver belong to him, right? Ezekiel 14, verse 9 through 11. Ezekiel 14, verse 9 through 11. Say, be it, be it, be it, be it, be it, be it.
Chapter 14,
verse 9 through 11. Mm-hmm. Verse 9. Yes, ma'am. And if the speaking creature be deceived when he has spoken a thing. Go ahead.
I, Yahweh, have deceived the creature.
He said, I, Yahweh, got
him
twisted all up, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And I will stretch out my hand. Him,
mm-hmm.
And I will destroy him.
You see, Yahweh got him all twisted up so he can do what?
Destroy him.
So he can put his hand on it, right?
Right.
That we got an example of that in the book of Exodus, though. Then he twist somebody up. Let's read it in Romans chapter 9. Let's see if he twisted somebody up so he can put his hand on them, sister A, B, and B. We got to be aware that this man, Yahweh, is no joke.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't no joke, man. Book of Romans, chapter 9. And let's look at verse number 17. Romans 9, verse 17. Did he twist somebody up so he could put his hands on them to save his baby?
Romans, chapter
9,
verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
For the scripture said unto Pharaoh.
The scripture said unto Pharaoh what?
Even for the same purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I have raised you up.
He said, look here, even for the same purpose, Mr. Pharaoh.
Right.
I raised you up. Go ahead.
That I might show my power in you.
Mm-hmm.
And that my name might be declared throughout all the earth.
Go ahead.
Verse 18.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, having mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will have mercy.
Let's look at Exodus chapter 9.
I got some.
All right, now.
Let me see when y'all back and see the reason why he'll send all these things against you. Back up to Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Let's see why will he send these things on you. All this corruption in your brain. Let's see why so. Go to Micah 6, verse 8. But he has showed you what's good, right?
Yes.
Back up to Romans chapter 12, and then chapter 7, verse 12. So he said he done showed you what's good. See, we started trying to wrap the same thing. It's a mystery that cannot be solved. He said, I done showed you what's good. Romans chapter 7, verse 12. But what have he shown you that is good? Romans chapter 7, verse 12. What have he shown you that's good?
Yes.
Right. Right. And good. So he don't serve you Torah instruction. So he wants us to always be a Proverbs 12:25. He don't show you what's good, old man, old woman, the Torah instruction. He said, why don't you just read it so? He don't show. So all we're going to do behind that is a 12:25
Proverbs.
What does it say?
Heaven is in the heart and the mind of the man,
make it him stupid. So that will make you stupid because you're headed in the brain. Your brain is all over the place. You get heavy in the brain. Go ahead.
But a good word.
Make you glad. So we got to get in the practice of giving out what kind of word? Good word. Back to Brother
Yahweh. Hallelujah. Let's look at the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 9. The ABN PBFC Royce. Let's read Exodus chapter 9 right quick. Pick it up at verse number 1. 12 through 16. Let's see what's going on with this. Exodus chapter 9. Verse 1. 12 through 16. The ABN PBFC Royce.
Verse
1. Mm-hmm.
12 through
16. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
What did he say?
Go in unto Pharaoh.
Go in unto Pharaoh, man. And tell him. That's it. Israelites. Who the word Hebrew? Israelites. Who the word Hebrew?
My people know that they may serve me.
So Yahweh told Moses, right? Go tell Pharaoh to let my people go, that they might serve me. Now let's see what Yahweh sent Moses and told him what to tell Pharaoh. Let's see what Yahweh did to Pharaoh in verse 12. Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh hardened the mind of Pharaoh. And he hardened not.
Mm-hmm.
As Yahweh has spoken unto Moses.
You mean Yahweh told Moses to go tell Pharaoh and put a lock on his brain?
Right.
Let's see why he put the lock on his brain, verse 13.
Verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
Yahweh said unto Moses,
what did he say?
Mm-hmm. Stand before Pharaoh.
Go ahead.
And say unto him,
what you say?
Thus
say Yahweh.
Yahweh
of Israel. Mm-hmm.
Let my people go.
Verse 14.
Verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
For I will at this time send all my plagues upon your mind.
He said, I'm going to send my plagues where?
Upon your mind.
Yeah. Get your brain sick. You have your brain all locked up and sick, right?
Right.
I'm going to send my plagues upon your mind. Go ahead.
And upon your servant.
Go ahead.
And upon your
Dead.
That you mayest know
mm-hmm.
there is none
of all the earth. Verse 15.
Verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
For now I will stretch out my hand
mm-hmm.
that I may smite you and your people with
pestilence. He said, I'm going to smite you and your people with pestilence. And
you shall be cut off.
Verse 16.
Verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
And in very deed. For this cause I have raised you up.
Go ahead.
For to show you and show in you my power.
Uh-huh.
And that my name may be declared throughout all the
earth. So Yahweh will lock you up in the brain, right? So that he can bring you to the point of destruction, right? The book of Hebrews, the word in Hebrews 6, verse 46. Book of Hebrews, the word in Hebrews 6, verse number 4 through 6. So say, Amen, Phoebe, and Phoebe, right?
Hebrews chapter
6,
verse 4 through 6.
Yes, ma'am. Now he says it's almost impossible, right? It's impossible for those that were once in life. Lord at once. Right to the book of, let me see if I can pour this out in the book of St. John. Let me peep at it right quick. The statement over here in St. John, let me see if I can pull it out. The A, B, and C, B, C, Roy. See if I can pull it out. I know it looks like I'm going to pull it out, so I'm not going to wrestle with it too long. I just thought I might be able to flip over there, but not so, huh? Come on. Get back there. Where am I? I'm going to try to write it down. Book of Hebrews, chapter 6, 4 through 6. ABFCBFC Rich.
Book of Hebrews.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4, for it is impossible for those who were once in life.
So he said, it's impossible. But those that were once enlightened through it,
they have faith of the heavenly gift.
And now you, they got all happy concerning the word of Yahweh. You done had it, this word handed to you on a platter, right?
Right.
Okay.
It was made partakers.
And you was all caught up in the ministry, right?
Yes.
You were made partakers. Go ahead.
Of the righteous spirit.
Of this word of Yahweh. Yes. Spirit of Yahweh, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Have
now you tasted what kind of word?
The good word.
The good word of Yahweh. Now let's see if we can work with that for a minute. Let's see if we can work with the good word of Yahweh. Look at this Deuteronomy. Save me a beat. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse number 28. Deuteronomy 12, verse 28. Say, now you have tasted of the good word. I'm going to be with you, Mother D. of Israel, C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh. You have tasted of the good word of Yahweh, right? Let's see if we can work with that. Look at Deuteronomy 12, verse number
28.
Mm-hmm. Observe and hear all these words. Mm-hmm.
That it may go well with you and with your children happiness forever.
Good. But he said, when you do that which is good and right, in the sight of Yahweh. Deuteronomy 13, verse 18. Deuteronomy 13, verse 18. Deuteronomy 13, verse number 18. Yeah. Deuteronomy 13, verse 18.
Then you shall hearken to the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh, to keep on his sword and instructions.
Mm-hmm. So he said, when you keep his sword and instructions, right? You're doing that which is right in his eyes, right? Now the world might have a problem with it. Well, Yahweh don't have no problem when you do that which is right in his eyes. Look at Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 4 through 6. Amen. Be a free run.
What
is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is
it?
And you've tasted of the good word of the Most High Yahweh, right? And you were made partakers of his righteous spirit. The word of Yahweh. Come up. He said you tasted the good word of Yahweh. Go ahead.
And the power of the world.
Go ahead, read up.
Mm-hmm. And they shall fall away.
Now he said if you fall away, all of a sudden, you got a lock on your brain, right? You can't find Genesis 1:1 no more, right? Can't find Matthew 1 verse 2. That's why they put the lock on your brain, right? He said, now you done tasted of all this good stuff. And now you done walked away.
Mm-hmm.
What about it? He said, now to bring them back into this thing, right? What about it?
Yeah, in their mind.
Yes. Uh-huh. So you are, he says, almost impossible, right?
Yeah.
To reduce such to one. Let's see If I could pull out a statement, I thought I had my statement already lined up, but that's a different thing. Let me go back to the drawing board. Let me put another one on the table so I can delay a little bit longer.
Well, go back over that one word again, that one word that ABFB in that chapter. What's this word supposed to be to you again? One word they got in there that one word will get so y'all got to answer the line is just up real quick. One word that was in there after you changed what? Now after you changed what? What kind of word? The good word. So this word is what? Just and good. So once you don't taste this good word, and you wrap it around with the good word, that's why you all over the place in the brain. That's why you always got no dust and shampoo, always wise and who and what. Because you are broke away from what kind of word?
Good
word. Good word. Back to Brother Young Jai.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
That was delay. Hallelujah. Let's look at our Matthew, Mother D.F. Israel C. Ryan. Matthew 17, verse 20. So they say, you know, it is impossible to bring him back into the fold. But let's see what that's why if he got an antidote for that word impossible, Mother D of Israel. From the Matthew 17, verse number 20. Let's see if he got the antidote for that word.
Matthew chapter 17, verse 20.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's why the son
said
unto them.
What did he say?
Because of your unbelief.
Because of your unbelief.
For truly I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed.
Now he said, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, what about?
You shall say unto this mountain, remove him to yonder place.
Good.
And it shall remove.
He said, whatever you say, it gonna be right. Well, we already read that verse in Romans. What's that? Romans 4:17.
Yeah.
Call those things that be not as though they were. Let's read that. Romans chapter 4, verse number 17. That's why we always hear that phrase around B-O-T-T-Y, right?
That's right.
Call those things that be not as though they were. Romans 4, verse 17, say A, B, C, D, C,
As it is written, I have made you a father of men.
Read. Who quickened the dead. I mean, he got the power to bring you back to life, right? And what do he use to bring you back to life? Mother D.F. Israel, St. John 6:63. What is it that will quicken you? St. John 6:63. Mother D.F. Israel, will see you right.
St. John chapter 6:63.
It is the spirit that quickens you. Go ahead.
The flesh profits nothing.
Go ahead, read on.
The words that I speak unto you. They are spirit and they are life.
You mean this word will bring you to back to life?
Yes.
Come on, Adrian. Tell me what you're working with. What did it say?
Romans chapter 5, verse 10. For if we were enemies, we were reconciled by the death of his son.
Wait. He said, while we were enemies, right? We were brought back to by Yahshua the Son, right? While we were yet his enemies. So here we go. Hallelujah. What? Well, let's go back to that Romans 4. Let's reread that, verse 17. Romans 4, verse 17.
Verse 17.
Yes, ma'am. As as it is written. I made you the father of many nations. Go ahead. But he bring back the dead, right? And do us. He called those things that be not as though they were. Matthew 17. Pick it back up at verse number 20. Remove his shafaya to this mountain, or the dear of Israel. Matthew 17, verse 20. Pick it back up where it says, shafaya to this mountain. Yes, ma'am.
And your father's son said unto them,
what did he say?
Because of your unbelief.
Because of your unbelief.
For truly I say unto you,
mm-hmm.
if you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain,
you shall say unto this mountain what?
Remove him to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you.
Nothing shall be impossible to you. That ain't the one I wanted, but that will suffice. Let's go to 2 Peter. Maybe 2 Peter chapter 2. Let's look at 20 through 22. 2 Peter 2. 20 through 22. Maybe it's Phoebe and C. Roy. 2 Peter 2. 20 through 22. Peter 2, 20 to 22. Now you say, you escape the pollution of the world, right? So you have to escape this through the knowledge of Yahweh the Father. They gave it to Yahweh the Son, right? That's how you escape the pollution of the world, right? Three. You again go right back to them and get caught up in the same thing you got pulled up out of, right? You're tangled again in the pollution of the world. Go ahead, what happens? And you are overcome, go ahead. So he says the latter end is going to be worse than your beginning. Verse 21.
For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness.
So he said it would be better not to have known the way of the Torah instructions, righteousness. Go ahead.
After they have known it,
to
turn from the
righteousness
to the Torah instructions.
He said that after you have known, you do what?
Turn from the righteousness.
Now you turn away from the righteous tourists. You say it had been better for them that they had never known this thing, right? And after they have known to walk away from it, right? What so happens? All right, my brother. Let's run back to that 2 Peter, chapter 2. Number 20 through 22.
Anywhere the wind blows. Anywhere the wind blows.
So you say after they have escaped the pollution of the world, go ahead.
Through the knowledge of God's
Yahweh the Father gave it to the Son. The Son brought it to the seers. They gave it to the elders. Elders gave it to the fathers. Fathers gave it to the mothers. Mothers gave it to the offspring, right? Man, boy and girl. Not just the boy. Boy and the girl. Second Peter chapter 2, verse 21. Verse 20. Verse 20. Come on. They are again.
Verse 20.
Take it back up there. They are again.
Oh, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter being as worse to them than the beginning.
So he said that your latter end is going to be worse than the beginning.
Verse 21.
So he said it would be better if you never knew the way of righteousness. And then, well, what are you talking about there? But to, what are you talking about there, Mother Day of Israel? Come on with it. All right, I thought you were ready to work something out over there. What do you mean by they walk away from the way of righteousness? What are you talking about there?
Take your time, Brother Yahdah Israel.
What is he referring to there? Now you don't walk away from the way of righteousness. What is he referring to? He read the book of Psalm 119. Get your name again, Brother John.
Yeah.
She do hear you. Oh, she be hearing you. Look at the book of Psalm 118, 142, 144. Mother D. F. Israel, P. Roy. What do you mean you walked away from the way of righteousness? Psalm 119.
142, 144, Mother D.F. Israel, C. Roy. Psalm 119, 142, and 144.
Yes, ma'am.
142. Mm-hmm. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness.
Then your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness.
And your Torah instruction is the truth.
That's 144. 144.
Yes, ma'am. The righteousness of your testimony is everlasting.
So he said the righteousness of your testimony, your covenant, everlasting. Go ahead.
Give me understanding and I shall live.
So he said, give me understanding. So he said, your Torah instruction is the truth, right?
Yeah.
Now let's see if we can follow up on that in Deuteronomy 6, verse 25. So say, you'll see you right. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 25. Deuteronomy 6, verse number 25. What do you mean you walk away from his righteousness, the way of righteousness? Deuteronomy 6, verse 25, Sister A, B, and C, B, and C, you wrote.
Deuteronomy 6, chapter 6, verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
And it shall be our righteousness.
Now he said it shall be our righteousness. Go ahead.
If we have done to do all these Torah instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Yahuwah, our Yahuwah.
So he said you walked away from my Torah instruction, my covenant, right?
Yeah.
Now let's see. What do you guys say? You don't walk away from the Torah instruction, right? Let's see how Yahuwah operates. Because I heard, I was sharing some scriptures with a sister a couple of days ago, and she brought up the subject that they got to love everybody, don't they? I said, look here, sister, let's see what the book says. Considering that matter. They ain't got no understanding. All I can tell you is read what the book says. That's all I can do. Now, let's see how they got for what's on his agenda, what's on his mind, if we walk away from this thing. Brother Watson Israel, C. Roy. Do a little read right now. All right, then. Book of Hosea, chapter 24. Let's see that verse 19 to 21. Let's see how Yahweh operates. Brother Watson Israel, C. Roy. How do he operate? Book of Hosea, chapter 24, verse number 19 to 21. Book of Hosea, through the word Joshua, chapter 24, verse number 19 to 21. So why we on that matter, Brother Hosea, is that right? Brother Hosea, Israel. Let's see why we say Hosea. Let's do the book of Numbers right quick. Why do we say Hosea instead of Joshua? Let's do the book of Numbers. We're coming back to that Joshua, Hosea. Let's see why we say Hosea instead of Numbers. In the book of Numbers, chapter 12. Make that 13, Brother Hosea, Israel, the seed writer. Let's look at Numbers 13. Let's think of verse number 1, verse number 8, and verse number 16. Let's see why we use that phrase, Hosea. Look at Numbers chapter 12, 13, verse 1, verse 8, and verse number 16. So Yahweh is talking to Moshe, right? Moshe ain't got nothing to say. Yahweh is doing all the time. Verse number 8, what's going on? So Moshe is who? Son of Nun. Verse number 16, come up.
These are the names of the men which Moshe sent to spy out the land.
Mm-hmm. Joshua, in other words, Yehoshua, how whatever you want to say. So Moses called the brother Joshua, is that right? That's just a title. That's not his name. His name is Hosea. Is that right? Is that what we read? So let's see what Hosea got to say in Joshua 24, 19 to 21. Let's think of that 15. Then drop down to 19 through 21. Brother Watson Israel of C. Roy.
Book of Hosea, chapter 24, verse 19 through 21.
Pick up that verse 15 first. Let's read verse 15, then drop down to 19 through 21.
Hosea chapter 24, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15. If it seems evil unto you.
They say it's the same thing evil unto you, go ahead.
To serve Yahweh.
He said, now if it's evil to you to serve your mighty one, right?
Well, you know. Well,
you know. Hello, brother. You know, I know it's Yahweh's Sabbath day, but I got better things to do, right? If it seems evil to you to serve your Yahweh, what about it? Come on.
If it's evil to you to serve Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
Choose you this day whom you will serve.
He said, now you make a decision.
Brother Yahweh, with your ancestors, your father served.
With that false Yahweh that your ancestors served, your father served, come on.
That were on the other side of the flood,
mm-hmm.
Or the Yahweh of Amorites.
The false Yahweh of the Amorites, go ahead.
In whom they he dwell.
But what?
But it's for me and my house, you serve the Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Said, for me and my house, we're going to serve who?
Yahweh.
He's speaking for his whole, everything that's under him, ain't that right? So who got to set a house in order? Man, right? He got to put this thing in order, right? He got to put this family in order. Verse number 19 through 21.
Come up. 19 through 21. Mm-hmm. Yoshea said unto the people. What did
he say?
You cannot serve Yahweh.
He said, look here, you can't serve Yahweh. Go ahead.
For he is a righteous Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
He will not forgive your transgressions.
So Yahweh would not pardon your transgressions. Go ahead.
Nor your sin.
Mm-hmm.
20. You forsake Yahweh.
Say, if you forsake Yahweh, go ahead.
And serve strange Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
Then he will turn and do you hurt.
So he say, if you forsake your Yahweh, you turn and do what?
Do you hurt.
Do you some hurt, right? Go ahead.
And consume you.
And do what?
And consume you.
Go ahead.
After that, he has done you good.
After that, he did you good. He turn right around and put the hammer on you, right? Let's write to Deuteronomy chapter 30 right quick. Because Yahweh told us straight up, Brother John Israel, what time it was, right? He didn't hide nothing behind his back from the 12 tribes of Israel, did he? He gave us, told us straight up what time it was, did he? Let's look at the book of Deuteronomy chapter 30. Brother John Israel of P. Roy. Deuteronomy 30. Let's keep that verse number 10. We're going to read 15 through 20. Let's see what Yahweh got on the agenda here. Deuteronomy 30, verse 10. Verse 15 through 20. By the children of Israel of the Lord.
You should hear the voice of Yahweh.
You listen to the Yahweh,
go ahead. Your Yahweh, to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the Torah.
But he said, it's written in the book of the Torah instruction, right? First five books of Moses. It's his Torah instruction. Go ahead.
And if you turn to Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all your mind and with all your soul.
He said, with all your mind and with everything you got, right?
Yes.
Everything you work with got to be in line with Yahweh, right?
Yes.
And number 15, come up.
See, I have set before you this day life and good.
So Yahweh said, I set before you life and good. What else?
And death and evil.
He said, also, death and evil is on the table, right?
Yes,
verse 16, come on.
And that I command you this day to love Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Your Yahweh.
Yes, sir.
To walk in his ways.
He said, you got to walk in his ways. Go ahead.
Keep his commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And his law and his judgment.
Uh-huh.
That you may live and multiply in Yahweh, your Yahweh. To bless you. Land, whether you go to possess.
So he said, I set for you before you life and good, right? Death and evil. Verse number 18. Oh yeah, verse 17.
17.
Come on with it.
But in your mind, turn away.
He said, but if your mind, because we've been reading that, if you turn away from the heavenly, how did we read that? If you turn away from the righteous command, the Torah instruction. He said, now if you turn away, what about it?
So that you will not hear,
mm-hmm.
but she'll be drawn away and worship other Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
And serve them.
And worship other false Yahweh. And serve them. What about it? Verse 18.
And denounce, I denounce to you.
Now Yahweh said, look at that, I'm going to denounce. That means I got a special summons.
Yes, sir.
For you, right? For me, for whoever turn away, right? It's that most denounced unto you what?
This day.
Mm-hmm.
That you should surely perish.
You gonna do what?
Perish.
You mean? The sister said, don't he love everybody? That's what the book says. Uh-huh. We read that he said he'll do you good and turn right around and put the pain on you, right?
Right.
if you walk away from the Torah instructions, right? Come on.
And that you should not hold on your days upon the land.
Mm-hmm.
But if you pass it over, Jordan to go to possess.
Verse number 19.
I call Shemaiah in the earth to cause his day against you.
He said, look, yeah, I got the heaven and the earth is going to break this down this day against you, right?
Yes,
so I got heaven and earth. They're going to be winded against you. Go ahead.
And I said before you life.
Mm-hmm. I said before you life and death. Go ahead.
Blessings and curses.
Blessings and curses. Go ahead.
Therefore choose life that both you and your seed may live.
So he said choose in life, right?
Yes,
in order to choose life, that's what you gotta do in order to choose life. To save his seed or a seed right. Let's see how you choose life in the book of Isaiah 58. Let's see how we make a decision for life in Isaiah 58. Verse number 12 to 14, to save his seed or seed right. Let's see how we make a decision to choose life. Isaiah 58, verse 12 to 14, to save his seed or seed right.
Chapter
58, verse 12 is 14. Mm-hmm. Verse 12. Yes, ma'am.
And they that shall be of you shall build the old
waste places. He says, and they that shall be of you shall build the old waste places, right?
Great. You shall rise up. Praise, praise. The foundation of many generations.
He said, you're going to raise up. Foundation of many generations, and do what?
And you shall be called the repairers of the breach.
So we want to be called the repairers of the breach. We want to be part of that club, right? We want to be the repairers of the breach. Go ahead.
The restorers of the path to dwelling.
He said to restore the path to dwell in. Now what is the path to dwell in? Who can help me out with that? Or the deep Israel of Zerah. What is the path to dwell in? Who can help me out with that? The front of the book of Isaiah, Mother deep Israel of Zerah. What is the path to dwell in, Mother deep Israel? Isaiah chapter 30. And let's look at verse number 8 through 3, 8, and 9, 20, and 21. Mother deep Israel. Isaiah chapter 30. Verse number 8 and 9, 20 and 21. Let's see if we can get an answer, Mother dear, Israel, see, Roy.
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 8 and 9,
mm-hmm.
20 and 21, verse 8 and 9. Now go write it before them in a tablet.
He said, go write it in a tablet, go ahead.
And notice it in a book.
He said, and write it down in a book, right? That's what it means, note. It means write it down in a book. Go ahead.
That it might be for the time to come, forever and ever.
So this thing is, we in that time to come right now, right?
Yes.
Verse number 9, come on.
Nine.
Yes, ma'am.
That this is a rebellious people.
He said, that we are what kind of people?
Rebellious
people. Boy, that boy talk about us like that. Oh, yeah, he talk about us like that. Let's see how, go ahead, read on. I ain't gonna even jump the gun too quick.
Lion children.
What kind of children are we?
Lion children,
go ahead.
Children that will not hear the Torah instructions of Yahweh.
And he's saying we won't even hear his Torah instructions. Verse number 20, 21.
20 and 21, Isaiah 30, verse 20 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
And though Yahweh giveth you the bread of adversity.
So yeah, well, I gave us the bread of adversity. On that point, Mother, yeah, we're coming right back there. But let's see, what kind of adversity did he put on the 12 tribes of Israel? Brother Watson, Israel, of Syria, that's from the Daniel chapter 9. What kind of adversity did he put on the 12 tribes of Israel? Book of Daniel chapter 9, Brother Watson, Israel, of C. Royce. And let's begin. Let's Let's keep that verse number 11. 11 and 12. But the watch in Israel of Hebrews. What kind of adversity did he put on Israel? The 12 tribes of Israel,
Daniel, chapter 9, verse 11 and 12.
Yes, sir.
Yea, all Israel has transgressed your Torah instruction.
All Israel transgressed your Torah instruction, great.
Even by departing. That they might not obey your voice.
Let me know.
Therefore, the curse is poured upon us.
Curse has been poured upon us, great.
And the oath that is written in the Torah instruction of Moshe, the servant of Yahuwah, because we have sinned against him.
Verse number 12. Yes, sir.
He has confirmed his word,
which
he spoke against us, and against our judges.
Great.
They judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil.
He brought upon us what?
A great evil.
A great evil.
Under the whole heaven.
He said you can go wherever you want to go. Under the whole heaven. What about it?
Have not been done as have been done upon Israel.
So he said, ain't nobody never had to get this whooping like you done got it, right? Let's see why Yahweh, I'm coming back to that Isaiah, but go back to that Isaiah chapter 30. 2021, Brother D.F. Israel. Let's see if we can get that out of the way. Ain't got too many fingers. I got enough fingers stuck in this book already.
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20 and 21.
Yes, ma'am.
And though Yahweh giveth you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not your teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but that I shall see your teachers.
You say, now your teachers ain't in the corner. He ain't away nowhere, right? He said, you are able to lay eyes on them now, right?
Yeah.
Verse 21, come on.
21.
Then
ears shall hear a word behind you.
Saying what?
This is the way.
This is the way.
Walk you in it.
Walk you in it.
When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left.
Brother, see Israel, see Israel.
But how do you walk there in it? Brother Smith, how do you walk there in it? Hey, Brother Smith, let's go to 2 John 1 verse 6. Let's find out how we walk there in it. You say, we got to get our walk right. He want us to walk in it, Brother Smith. He want our walk to get right. We got to get our walk right, Brother Smith. Let's see how we get our walk right in 1 John chapter 2, 1 verse 6. How do we get our walk right, Brother Smith? How do we get our walk right? Let's get our walk right. Let's see how we get our walk right. 2 John chapter 1 verse 6. 2 John, Brother Smith, chapter 1 verse 6. How do we get our walk right? Now we got to get our walk right. How do we get it right, Brother Smith? 1 verse 6. 2 John 1 6. We're working on our walk. Let's see how we can get it, Brother Smith, Israel.
Chapter 1, verse 6.
We kind of get our walk together. So we want to leave here and always be in the walk of Yahuwah. What's that walk is about? Come on. Verse 6. Chapter 2, verse 6. We're looking for our walk to get our walk right.
And this is love.
This is love.
That we walk after his commandments.
Oh, we got to walk after the first five books. That's what it means by the commandments there, Brother Smith, Israel. We got to walk according to the first five books. So that's how we get our walk right. See, we got to make sure we follow the first five books. Then we got our walk right. Back to Brother Yahya here, Brother.
Yeah, why? I really don't walk.
What?
You
finish that melody, I'm going to go back to that and reiterate that. Isaiah 30, verse 21. We got all that unwrapped up. When we read Isaiah 30, 21, we are going to be in the light, right? We are going to know what time it is, right? Isaiah 30, verse 21. Mother D. of Israel will see you, bro.
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
And that ear shall hear word behind you, saying, this is the way.
This is the way.
Walk you in it.
We got to walk in the tourist section of the Mobile, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
When you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left.
They say, whichever way you're going, you better make sure you line up with the tourist section of the Mobile, Yahweh, right?
Yeah, verse 4 and 5. Let's get 4 and 5 out of the way first.
Verse 4.
He's saying, so who he's saying got supposed to be the judge? According to that verse, who's the judge? No, what do the Bible say the judge is? The Son of Man is the judge.
That's right.
So he sent a minister spirit from heaven to tell the Son of Man, would you judge them? Is that what we're reading now, brother? Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
Okay, what was saying next?
Will you judge them? Cause them to know the
abomination. Oh, so the minister spirit is coming to the man of Yahweh and said, will you judge them? I want you to go catch them and do what with them? Show them what? Show them your abomination. He said, now I want you to go and do that. Now hold that point. Right there, Brother Smith, Israel, back up to Exodus chapter 3 and look at verse 16. Let's see what he got to do after that. After he was told that, Brother Smith, let's see what he got to do. And 3, verse number 15 and 16. We'll make it 16 and 17. We go on to Exodus. Chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. You're going to find out something on the way of finding out something. Coming back with you, Hosea, in just a second. We want to find out, he said, Son of Man, would you judge them? Let's find out exactly what he said in 3, 16 and 17 of Exodus. Come on, Brother Smith.
16 and 17.
What did it say?
Go. And God of the elders.
Uh-huh. Oh, so he had to go and do what? So when he told the seer what he got to do, then what's the next move that the man of Yahweh got to do? But who's he talking to? The elder. So once the man of Yahweh gets the message, his first move is to go find the who?
The elder.
Now, you don't find the elders. Now, what are you supposed to tell the elders? Keep reading that, Brother Smith.
Yahweh
is your father. Talking about the fathers now.
Father?
Yeah, the father.
Yahweh
of Abraham. The father
of who? Of Abraham.
Of Abraham.
Of Isaac.
Isaac.
And Israel. And to me.
So he said, your father, Abraham, the father of Abraham, the father of Isaac, and the father of Israel have appeared unto me. And what he said next?
I will surely visit you.
And
see that which is done to you.
And so I see what's done to you. I already see what's done to you. So now I'm coming to show you how you get up out of this thing. Go ahead and read.
Now I said I will bring you up out of the place.
Now I'm going to bring you up out of Mizraim, Egypt. I'm bringing you out. I'm going to bring you out of this affliction you're upon. Go ahead.
To the land of the Canaanites.
Okay, so that's what I'm going to do. Now hold that part. Now we got the order things now. So when the man of Yahweh showed up, he was looking for the elder to tell him exactly what was told to him. Now come on back, Brother Hosea. Going back, Brother Hosea. So now we got the order thing. When that spirit comes down, he stops to the man of Yahweh. Then he got to go find them elders. So them elders got to be on point. Now they got to be all ears to hear this thing. To hear what? Come on back to that, what verse is on? 20, verse 5. And say unto them. And when the man of Yahweh gets to the elders, he supposed to say what? He don't care about where he going, where he been. He give him a big belly full of what? Thus says Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh what?
In the day when I told Israel.
You see, tell him that you've been chosen to do a job. Go ahead.
And that
And I lift up my hand to the seed of the family, the nation of Israel.
And
I made myself known to them. So the only one know what I got on table is them,
yeah.
The children of Israel.
Yeah.
That's the only one know my judgment.
Yeah.
Go ahead and read.
I lift up my hand to them, saying, I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
I am Yahweh and your Yahweh. Is that what we're reading?
Yeah,
hold that part, Brother Watson. Go to Joel 2:27. Come right back. Joel chapter 2:27. He comes right back. He said, I'm your Yahweh, right?
Yes.
Then he told the seer to add a little bit more to it in 2:27, Brother Watson. What did he say in 2:27, Joel? Joel 2:27. What would you got there, Brother O'Shea?
Joel.
Come right back.
Chapter 2.
Verse 27.
Verse 27.
Listen good.
He shall know.
You should know.
I am in the midst of Israel.
I am in the midst of Israel.
And that I am Yahweh.
Yes.
Your Yahweh.
Go ahead.
And none else.
And what?
And none else.
And none else.
My
world got to know this thing. That he's our Yahweh. See, we got to obey what he got on table because he's our Yahweh. And how many else? And none else. The only one can claim some Yahweh is us. This is our job to do. So we got to get in order to do it and lead by example. This is our job to do. I'm your Yahweh and none else. Tell the world what I'm saying. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Come on back, Brother Hoshea. Jose, come on back there. Come on back. So we got that point. Now he's to give him some instructions and 10 down to verse 12. Let's see what he said in 10 to verse 12. After he laid how this thing's supposed to be, now he's going to tell him something and 10 down to verse 12. What did he say?
Wherefore I caused them to go forth out of the land of Israel.
Yes.
And brought them to the wilderness.
Right.
I gave them my sacrifice.
The Israelites, my statue. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I showed them the Israelites, my judgment. Go ahead.
Which is a man do.
And if the Israelites do,
you can live in them,
Israelites. No, why? You Israelites, if you obey me, you can do what again?
Yeah.
You can live in this. Go ahead.
Moreover, also I gave them.
The Israelites, my statues. So the Israelites is carrying what again? They carrying the sign. So the Israelites' job is to carry up the sign. They got the sign. Keep reading. 10 to verse 12. Where you at now?
12.
Okay, 12.
That they might know that I am Yahweh.
And they may know I'm who?
I am Yahweh.
And who's the day again?
Israel.
The children of Israel. Good. Skip down to 19 and 20.
19. I am Yahweh.
What people do he want to know that he are Yahweh? They're Yahweh, none else. He wants the children of Israel to know this. Go ahead and read.
Walk in my steps. Keep my judgment. And do them.
Do them. Go ahead and read.
Verse 20.
Keep the Sabbath day what? Keep the Sabbath day right. Keep that day right. Go ahead.
It should be a sign for me and you.
And so when you're keeping the Sabbath day righteous, is a what?
A sign.
That is the sign. That is the sign. Go ahead and read.
That you may know that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
And when you got the sign pointed for you to what?
Know
that I am Yahweh. So you got the sign. And what other sign he gave us, Brother Watson, in the 15th chapter 37 through 40 of Numbers, he gave you another sign for you to make sure you know that he's your Yahweh. He gave you another sign. We're going to Numbers 15, 37 through 40. And he gave you another sign. Matter of fact, he gave you this sign before he gave that sign over there in Ezekiel. So he gave you this sign first, then he gave you that Sabbath day sign, right?
Yes.
But he gave you this right here in the book of Numbers 15, 37 through 40. What was that?
Book of Numbers, chapter 15, verses 37 through 40.
What did it say?
And
Yahweh
spoke unto Moses, saying.
And Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying. Moses, saying. Go ahead.
Speak unto the children of Israel.
So this message is to go to who?
The children of Israel.
Oh, okay. So let's see what he wants the children of Israel to know.
And bid them.
And what the word bid them mean?
Command them.
That means order.
Order them.
Order. This is an order from your almighty Yahweh. What is the order there, Brother Washington? Israel.
And order them that they make them fringes.
Make them what?
Fringes.
Fringes.
In the border of their garment.
In the border of their garment. I want to look down on children of Israel and see what?
Fringes.
Where?
In the borders of their garment.
Go ahead and read.
Throughout their generation.
As long as you live, I want to look down and see me some fringes on the children of Israel.
Yeah.
As long as you live. Is that what we read?
Yeah.
And what does it say?
And then they put upon the fringe on the border a ribbon of blue.
And I want you to do it the way I tell you to do it. Put a ribbon of blue.
And it shall 39. And it shall be unto you for a fringe.
It shall be on you for a fringe.
And ye may look upon it.
And you're supposed to look upon them fringes.
And remember.
And remember. Remember what?
All the 12 instructions.
Oh, you both remember what's written, Brother Smith, over there in Leviticus 2 and 3, 1 and 8. Then you look on them fringes, Brother Smith, Israel, and then you can remember something. What you remember in Leviticus 24, verse 1 and 8? Back of the Hosea in Leviticus 23, 1, 2, and 3. So you when you look on them fringes, it's supposed to remind you of what? In 24, verse 1 and 8. Brother Smith, Israel, what are supposed to remind you of? You have 24, verse 1 and 8. It's supposed to remind you of something in the 24th chapter, verse 1 and verse 8.
And Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying,
who's doing the talking, Brother Smith?
Wow.
What did y'all want to say in verse 8?
Commandments of
Shorts. Verse 8.
Every Sabbath.
Well, how many
Sabbaths? Every Sabbath.
Every Sabbath.
You should set an order before Yahweh.
Yes.
Being taken from the children of Israel by everlasting covenant.
So you see what the princes do for you when you got them on? It remind you about keeping the Sabbath. Sometimes. What did y'all say? What did say
all
you do?
All the time.
That what them friends would do, it would remind you, well, I got to go to a baby shop. Well, it got to be after the Sabbath day.
Yeah.
We will keep the Sabbath day. I'm the head of this thing here, according to y'all. Well, we'll keep the Sabbath day out the way. Then if the baby shower still around, then we go to the baby shower. But what we're going to do is keep the Sabbath day. Is that what it's saying? Come on, Brother Hosea. Come on, that's 23, 1, 2, and 3 says what? We're going to get Yahweh's business out the way. And while we say that, we got to get Yahweh's business out the way, Brother Watson, back up to Surah 3, verse 9. Let's see why real quick. Torah 3:9 before we get to Leviticus 23:1, 2, and 3 in. Yeah. Let's look at Torah 3:9. Why did we say that? Maybe 3:9 can help us out. Maybe we look at 3:9. It can help us out why we said that. Let's get the 70 out of the way first, baby. Let's find out why.
Yeah.
3:9 says what? Sarah, 3:9.
Chapter 3:9.
Yes.
For the blessing of the Father, establish the houses of children.
Oh, so read why you got to step up. Because when you lead the way, what have you just done to your house?
Bless the house.
You have blessed and established the house. So that's the reason they got to follow your lead, because the blessing is after you take the lead. Now read that again, that brother Watson Israel.
Chapter 3:9.
Listen good.
On the blessing of the father.
Yeah. Establishing
the houses of children.
That's right.
But the curses of the mother
without
foundation.
Because the mother might tell you, well, we need to go to a baby shower on the Sabbath day. So you got to overrule, hey, listen, hey, woman. We keeping the Sabbath day first for the blessing to be over my family.
Yeah.
Then after that, if there's anything left, we'll slide on that after the Sabbath day over with. That's when you're taking your position, and then now the blessings over your family, and Yahweh gonna show you the sign. The blessing is when you understand what your responsibility is, and just say Yahweh. So that's why the father must understand his role. Now come on back to Leviticus 23:1, 2, and 3. Come on, Hosea.
Verse 1.
Yes, sir. 2 and 3. 1, 2, and 3. Call up.
Chapter 23:1.
Yes, sir.
And Yahweh spoke to Moses.
Now, who's doing the talking again?
Yahweh.
Oh, Yahweh talking. What is Yahweh saying?
Verse 2. Speak
unto
the children of Israel.
And say unto them.
Concerning the
peace
of Yahweh.
Which
you shall proclaim to be
righteous.
Righteous gathering.
Righteous gathering. So you got to have a righteous gathering. Go ahead.
These are my feet.
These are my feet.
Verse 3.
What?
6 days shall work be done.
So 6 days work can be done. You make sure you have that baby shower on the day of them 6 days. Then I'll 10. Go ahead.
But the 7th day is the Sabbath of rest.
The Sabbath of rest.
A righteous gathering.
And what kind of gathering?
A righteous gathering.
So we're going to take care of that, baby. See, everything after that world stuff, we take care of after that. But let's take care of Yahweh's business first. I want the blessing to be over my family. What it says, Brother Smith, Israel, what it says in James chapter 4:4 down to verse 8. James chapter 4:4 down to verse 8. Back of it, Brother Watson, Israel, and 1 John chapter 2:15-17, and back over to Brother Yahshua Israel. Let's see what this Bible saying real quick.
James.
Chapter 4, verse 4 down to verse 8. Back up with Brother Watson, Israel. And 1 John chapter 2:15-17, back to back. 4 down to verse 8. James chapter 4, verse 4, take it on down to verse 8.
You know, adultery.
Yes.
And adultery.
Right.
Know you not that the friendship of the world is a...
Enemy to Yahweh. So you worry about what the world is saying has got to be done. Don't you know when you are cater to the world and you put Yahweh as a sack and fiddle to you, that's a what to Yahweh?
Enemy.
You're an enemy to Yahweh.
That's right.
When you put the world before Yahweh's business.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. I mean, ain't nobody can tell me jack until Yahweh's business is out the way.
Yeah.
Pray and read.
Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world.
Now, if you be a friend of the world, well, you know, I got these two tickets to Franklin, Beverly, and May. And it comes on about 11:30 a.m., so we got to get there and get there early for 12 o'clock show.
Yeah.
I got some Franklin, Beverly, and May's tickets. No, look at you. If that thing after 7 days, you take them tickets and go about your business with it. Go ahead and read.
Is the enemy of Yahweh.
You are enemy to Yahweh. Go ahead.
If you think that the scripture said in vain.
What?
The spirit that dwells in us lusted to envy.
You're right. So you think Yahweh got all this good writing on what I want you to do, and that's in vain, huh? Just to fill the book up. Go ahead and read.
But he
had
given more grace. Wherefore he said,
Yahweh. What?
Resisting proud.
So
right.
So
Yahweh
do what?
Resist the proud.
All the more proud spirits, Yahweh resisted any proud spirit. Go ahead.
But give grace to the humble.
But he gives grace to who?
The humble.
That means the righteous, he gives a greatness to the humble. So when you humble, Yahweh deals with you when you got a humble spirit. Go ahead.
Submit yourselves, therefore, to Yahweh.
So submit yourself to Yahweh's order of things. And the devil is the world.
That's
resist
right.
What
the
right. World got to say
right.
If it comes contrast to Yahweh's business. Resist that. As a matter of fact, he makes the statement you're supposed to say behind that anyway. He makes one statement there, Brother Watson. He makes one statement in the book of Job. This is what you're supposed to say when it comes down to putting Yahweh's business as a secondary, Brother Watson. You're supposed to make one big statement when it comes down to Yahweh's business in the book of Job, Ishkar's boy. You're supposed to say something. Let's see what you're supposed to say. This is what you're supposed to say when it comes down to ignoring Yahweh's business, and you hear somebody tell you, well, look, we need to get this out the way first. What do you supposed to say according to what we can read in the book of Job? And let's see what it says in Job chapter 2.
Yeah.
What do you say in Job chapter 2, verse number 10? Let's see what you supposed to say when it comes down to anything contrary to Yahweh's business. What are you supposed to say there? Brother Watson, Israel, C. Roy, 2:10.
Book of Job, chapter 2, verse 10.
What?
He said unto her.
What did he say to his wife?
He speaks as one of the foolish women.
Woman, you sound like a fool. You think I'm going to miss the Sabbath day for what? You said I got to go to? Woman, you sound like a fool. Go ahead and read.
What? Do we receive good at the hand of Yahweh?
Yeah.
Shall we not receive evil?
Right.
All this, did not Job sin with his lips.
So that's right. Go ahead and read. That's it. So understand one thing. You got to make a calling according to the Bible. If you want the blessing in your house, make sure your calling is not because of emotion. It's according to the Bible.
Yeah.
Let's get the Bible out the way. Then whatever on the table, we take care of that. But the Bible is first. Let's make sure we got the blessing of Yahweh over my family. Let's get this out the way. Then whatever comes after that, we take care of that. Come on back. Where was that? What was we at again? Yeah, come on back to James. Come on back, Brother Smith. Israel, come on back. Pick it up our 4 verse 5. 4 verse 5. Back to James there. Brother Smith, Israel. Come on back to James. Yeah, pick up verse 5 again. James 4, verse 5.
Do you think that the scripture said in vain, the spirit that lives us,
love right.
But he gave more grace. Wherefore he said,
what did he say?
Yahweh resisted the proud.
So otherwise, if you're proud, Yahweh resisted. And Brother Watson, what did he tell you about the proud in 10 verse 12 of the book of Torah?
Yahweh
Let me tell you about the proud. Let's see what he got written about the proud, but we can understand in writing. If you got a, 10 verse 12. What did he tell you about the proud, 10, 12, and 13? See, you got to resist the proud. What he got written on that statement there? Sirach, chapter 10, 12 and 13. What he got written there, Brother Watson Israel?
Sirach, chapter 10, verse 12 and 13.
Yeah, what he got written?
The beginning of pride is when one's departed from Yahweh.
Oh, so when that pride kick up, what'll happen?
Departed from Yahweh.
You are left your Yahweh. That's what pride kick in. So when you see pride jump up to somebody, then you know right then and now that Yahweh have distanced himself from that person.
Wow.
Is that what we're reading?
That's right.
Is that what we're reading, Brother Smith?
Yes, sir.
So when you catch a person get all puffy and chesty, then you know clearly that who else departed from them?
Yahweh.
Oh, okay. Keep on reading.
The beginning of the pride is when one departed from Yahweh.
Great.
And his mind is turned away from his maker.
And his mind is turned. So he's going to do anything. He might pull out a bang on you. He might do anything now, because you know one thing is not there with his roof.
Yahweh.
Keep that in your mind. So you get a brother, get all chesty around you. You understand one thing in there. Ain't nothing checking this brother. This brother doesn't do anything.
13.
What did he say?
For pride.
What?
It's the beginning of sin.
Pride is beginning of what?
You
hear that, Brother Smith?
Yes, sir.
When you kept that pride spirit, you already know what they're working with now.
And he that has it,
what?
Shall pour out abomination.
And all they're going to pour out is what?
Abomination.
Abomination.
And therefore, Yahweh brought upon them strange calamity.
And Yahweh going to keep them disembobulated in the brain. They're going to be all over the place in their brain. So you got to recognize their spirit. When a brother get or sister get all chesty with you, you gotta be clear. Oh, God is Bible, I know what really going on here. Yahweh is not in this for here. So this ain't my jump here. This ain't my jump off here. So we were, now this thing wide open, boy. So we clear about this. You hear that, Brother Watson? So when you catch a brother get all chesty, or sister get all chesty, understand one thing, that pride that brought Satan in the devil. He's ruling that. So you better be on guard and make sure you clear about 27:12 of Sirach. What is it in 27 verse 12? Yeah, what is it saying 27 verse 12 on that, Brother Watson?
Right.
You got to have it now.
Chapter 27 verse 12.
What is it say?
If you be among the indiscreet.
Now you around the indiscreet because Satan got them now. What you got to do?
Observe the time.
Let me bag away, boss. Bag away. Bag away.
But
where I was going to be in 5 minutes, I ain't be in one. Now I'm gone. Go stay up in here. I got to go. Go, this ain't my jump off.
Right.
Ain't no Yahweh here. You hear that, Brother Smith?
Yes,
I got to go. Pride is all up in here. Back biting, tail bearing, everything going on. I got to go. This ain't my jump off here. It ain't no Yahweh here. So we got to watch everybody from this book, Brother Smith. We got to look at the spirit from the page of this book. If they get all chesty with you, well, I don't care what that Bible says. Hey, I got to observe the time on you.
Gotta go.
I got to go. Is we in it? Now, what we left off at?
Be continually among men of understanding.
And that's why you got to be around men of what?
Understanding.
See, Dad, now you're working. Be around the men of understanding. That's the list. Be around men of understanding. You understand that? That's what we got to do. We got to be around men of understanding. Anybody got a puffed up spirit, you know Yahweh is not there. We got to hit. We don't get off into this. Just back away from this. We got to go. Because we know this ain't my job off, because ain't no Yahweh here. Feelings, your emotions have risen up. So Yahweh is not in there. So I'm going to be nowhere, and the gate going to stay locked on you. Y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
All right. What we left off on? Let's come back and get what we got left off on. What was if you was holding something? That James. Go back to that James. Now you read five, read verse six now. Six down to verse eight. See, we gotta apply some of this Bible now. Yahweh is calling the ministry to apply this Bible. There's a lot of positions in one body got to be fulfilled. But we gotta lead by example. Like I said, we gotta know how to hold them and we gotta know how to fold them. That's what he's saying. Come on back, Brother Smith, Israel.
Yes, sir. Verse
6.
But he gives more grace.
Yes.
Wherefore he said.
What did he say?
Yahweh resisted the proud.
So if Yahweh resists the proud, what you gonna do?
Resist
the proud. Go ahead.
But give grace to the humble.
But he'll give all this word to the one that, what kind of spirit they gotta have?
Humble
spirit. Humble. If they humble, Yahweh can pour it on them because they are humble to receive it. All the ones that puffed up, what, that was you say.
Seven. Submit yourselves, therefore, to Yahweh.
Oh, go ahead.
Resist the devil. And will flee from you.
And if you resist the devil, what will he do?
And he will flee from you.
Keep you away from you. Go ahead.
Draw nigh to Yahweh.
Go ahead.
He will draw nigh to you.
So you draw to your Yahweh, what would he do?
Draw to you.
He'll come to you. Go ahead.
And cleanse your hand.
Go ahead.
You sinner.
You a sinner.
Purify your mind.
Your mind.
Double mind.
Oh, so what kind of mind you going to be having?
Double mind.
That means you're going to do it. You know, a double-minded person, Brother Hosea, and 1 verse 8 of James is what? James 1:8. Suppose you get on a person got a double mind.
Yeah.
Let's see what the Bible say on that.
James?
Yeah, 1 verse 8. Read that, Brother Hosea.
A double-minded man is unstable in all his
ways. So, you might do anything because we found out you what?
Unstable.
And what?
Able.
And what?
And
everything you do. Oh. You said it might be this way today. I see you tomorrow. You got that kind of spirit on you. I don't know what's going on with you. All I know you is what kind of mind is that? That's that double mind. You got to recognize a double mind. What spirit you got on your day, bro? What's up? That's a double mind spirit. So you got to recognize everybody, not by appearance, but according to the Bible. Oh, bro, I ain't feeling it today, bro. Oh, okay, what's the problem, bro? Yeah, my mind on this now. I got to put my bag on somebody. See that? So you can't be around that kind of environment if you're going to take care of Yahweh's business. He gives you all the keys to this thing. He gives you all the keys to this thing, and we got to be clear about it.
Hallelujah.
He gives you all the keys to this thing. So you got to have all these keys. Huh? We got to have these keys. So we can get the same right for Yahweh put the blessing on us and our family. But we ain't got these keys, we ain't going to make it.
Yeah.
If you're 1 verse 8, like I said, wait a minute. 1 verse 8. Read that again, 1 verse 8. Read it again.
Double-minded
man or woman is unstable. And how many of their ways?
All
their ways. Back on the brother Yahdai Israel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Alright now. Come back to the Exodus 31.
Mm-hmm.
For it is a sign between me and you throughout this generation.
That's why 7 days was signed between him and the 12 tribes of Israel and none else. Ain't that right? Come on.
You may know that I am the Yahweh.
He said, I'm Yahweh that will sanctify you. Let's see what he means when he says sanctify you. Let's see if we get a precept concerning the matter. Brother John Israel, see you right. Let's see what he talks about. He sanctifies you. Around the 1 Kings chapter 8. Let's see if that verse is down about 53. Let's see if we can get a precept. What he talks about, he sanctifies you. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 53.
Brother John Israel, see you right. What is it referring to there? 1 Kings chapter 8, verse number 53.
But
you did separated them from among all the
Jews. But he said, but you did separate them from among how many people?
All
the people of the what?
Of the earth.
Go ahead. To do what?
To your inheritance.
Go ahead.
As you speak by the hand of Moshe, your servant, when you brought out the fathers out of Mizraim, holy our father.
So he separated them from all of the other people, right? It's like Exodus 31. You get up at verse number 14 through 18, Brother Hosea, Israel, see you right. So Exodus 31, 14 to 18.
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
You should keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is righteous to you.
So he says, Sabbath day is righteous. By the eternal instructions, right? Read.
Everyone that found it is sure to be put to death.
So you say, if you desire this Sabbath day,
working good.
What do you got in store for you? You say, everybody that defiled my Sabbath day, I'm going to kill, in other words, right?
Okay.
I'm going to chop their head off, ain't that right?
Read.
For
whosoever is being murdered therein.
Mm-hmm.
That soul should be cut off from among
their
people.
That person, that individual, right? They're going to be cut off from among their people. Hold that point. Brother Watson Israel, see you right. See if I can put our statement in Nahum right quick. He said that person is going to be cut off from amongst his people. Let's see if I can get it in, Ezekiel. Let's grab it in Ezekiel. Chapter 18, verse 4 and 5. Okay, Ezekiel chapter 18, all we need is verse 4. Ezekiel 18, verse 4. Brother Watson Israel, see you right.
Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 4.
Yes, sir.
Behold, all souls are mine.
He said, they get everything belong to me. All of the people belong to me, right? All souls are mine. Go ahead.
As the soul of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So also the soul of the Son is mine.
Go ahead.
Soul that sinneth, he shall die.
So he tell you, the one that break my terror instructions, that's the one I'm going to kill, right? That's the one I'm going to take care of. Exodus 31, verse 15 through 18, Brother Hosea Israel of C. Roy. Yes, sir.
6 days they work for
God. They say he gave you 6 days to take care of your affairs, right? Well, I got something to do. Well, you got 6 days to do it. Go ahead.
For the 7 days.
So the seventh day is Yahweh's Sabbath, right?
Please. Praise to Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever do any work on the Sabbath day, sure to be put to death.
He said, he or she, right, that transgressed my Sabbath day, right? He said, I got death on the table, right? He got a death. Wait. Verse 16 through 18. Come on.
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore,
Write the verses down a little too.
It's a perpetual. That means this thing don't have no end to it, right? Verse 17.
It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. On the sixth day, Yahweh made rain and earth. On the seventh day, he rested and was refreshed.
Verse 18, what did he do?
He gave it to Mosaic. He had made the end of the
covenant.
Unity. With him upon Mount Sinai.
Great.
He stopped his attention on
the table of the covenant. Great.
It was a
song, read with the fingers of God. This is not Moses, not, as they say. This is Yahweh's instruction, right? And that note, we're going to bring in our brother. Brother T. Israel, see you, Lord, thy faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh. All right. All right. All right. From Joel, big general. Give me Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Joel, the big general. Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Yes, sir.
In the meantime,
Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Verse 12. For the Holy Ghost hath teached
righteous, the righteous spirit.
Oh, okay. Or the righteous spirit that teach you saying, what ye ought to say.
That's right. From that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. That's what it means, that big general. That righteous spirit will guide you in your lesson when you incline your way into dust edge Yahweh. He'll take over at the same hour. Go back there, brother T. Israel.
All right. Okay, give me that John chapter 14. Okay, Brother Smith Israel. Give me John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Let's see what I've lost. All right, John chapter 14. All right, pick up at 16:17 and verse 26. John chapter 14.
John chapter 14, 16, 17, and verse 26.
Yes, sir.
And I was praying, the Father, and he shall give you another comfort, that he may be with you forever.
May abide with you forever. Okay, go ahead.
In the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither know him. But you know him, for he dwells with you, and shall be in you.
But he says, okay, neither know him, but you said, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you. Well, with you, go ahead.
26.
It should be in you. Verse 26.
But the comfort, which is the set apart.
No, which is the, we just read Luke 12, the righteous spirit. The righteous spirit. So make a note of that, righteous spirit.
Well, let's break that down real quick. Let's break that down a little bit there, Brother Watson. Let's find why we say righteous spirit. Let's run over here to 119 chapters 142 and 144. Let's go to Psalms 119 142 and 144. Let's find out why we use the word called righteous. And Brother Hosea, we're going to look at 625 of Deuteronomy and see where that came from. Let's find out why we use the word called righteous spirit. Because we see the word Holy Ghost. A Holy Ghost means somebody done died and came back. Ghost, ain't no stuff there. There's no ghost. Yeah, 142, 144. A ghost is somebody that died and came back. That's what a ghost is. So let's see if we break that word down and see if we get it in right. 119, 142, and 144, Brother Watson, Israel.
Psalms.
Yes, let's see if we break that. See what's going on here.
Chapter
119.
142
and 144. Verse 142 and 144. Yeah, let's take some great notes on this, Big General. Take some great notes on it. And look, General, make sure you got my notes. My notes. I want my notes.
142.
What it say?
Your righteous.
Yes.
It's an everlasting righteous.
Your righteous is everlasting.
And your Torah instruction is the truth.
So your what is the everlasting?
Righteous.
That's what is that word we want. That's everlasting, and everlasting is still exists today. So righteousness exists all the time. But that word is everlasting. That what we read?
144. The righteousness of your testimony.
Yes. That's right. So the righteousness is what?
Everlasting.
So that's why the word righteous go in place of all that, because that word is what kind of word?
Everlasting.
So that's the word go there for all the rest of the words, Brother Smith, Israel. Righteousness. Because that word have no ending to it. Is what kind of word is it?
Everlasting
word. Now, all that was pulled from Deuteronomy, That verse was pulled, Brother Hosea. That book was pulled from the sixth chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. That word was pulled. Let's see what it was pulled from in Deuteronomy chapter 6. We're going to see what it was pulled from. Deuteronomy chapter 6. And we're going to look at verse 24 and 25. Let's see where that word was pulled from. All right, look, General, I want you to get a good note now. Be checking notes now. Deuteronomy 6, verse 24 and 25. Call your verse out.
Verse 24. So
Yahweh commands do all these steps. Great. Yes.
For
our
good.
For our what?
For our good.
Great.
He might deserve
the life. He deserves what?
Life.
Great.
It is this day.
Now listen to it in verse 20. Now bring it out in grand style in verse 25.
This will be our
righteousness. It'll be our what?
Righteousness.
You hear that, Buck Smith? So this will be our what?
Righteousness.
If what?
We observe to all these commandments.
Yes. Yeah.
So
this is a command is a what?
A what?
So the word goes there is righteousness. So when you see all the other words, put the word that endure forever, righteousness. Always go where we can read. Back to Brother T. Israel.
All right. That's what that righteousness means. All right, back to that John 14. Back to John 14. This is John chapter 14.
Who was reading that, Colin? Who was reading that? John 14.
That was John 14, verse 26. That's where we left off at. John 14, verse 26. Is that Brother Smith?
26. But the comfort which is the righteousness spirit.
Righteous spirit.
Excellent,
Brother Smith Israel.
Hallelujah. Who the Father was saying in my name.
Mm-hmm.
He shall teach you on all things and bring all things to you.
So this comforter, which is righteous He is a what? What is he again?
Member.
No, you just said the word he is. He's a what?
Righteous.
Yeah, what else he is? What else he is? You just read that verse. He's a what? And what else? And what else? What else word is in that verse? He's a what? What else in that verse? And what else in that verse? And what else in that verse? El teacher. You see the word called teacher? He's a teacher. So he, when he comes down to teach us how to get in order. He's a teacher. Everybody needs a teacher to get in order to take it off. So he's a teacher. He ain't coming down to make you feel good. He's coming down to be a what to you?
A teacher.
A teacher.
That's right.
That's how we got to deal with the thing. We got to honor the teachers because we can be able to help others once we talk something to pass it on. So that comforter, which is the righteous spirit, he's a what?
A teacher.
A teacher. A teacher. Come on back here. Brother
T. All right, I'm back there. All right. Okay, finish at verse 26. John 14, verse 26. For another example, before you finish reading that, give me that 1 Corinthians, Brother Watson Israel. Give me 1 Corinthians. Give me 1 Corinthians. All right, give me 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Chapter 2. We're going to pick up at, all right, pick up at verse 10. Verse 10. Verse 13, real quick.
Verse 13 or
10 to 13? 10 to verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 to 13.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 to 13. Verse 10. Yahweh have revealed them unto us by his spirit.
By his spirit.
For the spirit searches all things. Yea, the deep things of Yahweh.
Even the deep things of Yahuwah. The deep things of Yahuwah. Okay, verse 11.
What man knows the things of a man?
What man knows the things of a man with that carnal mindset, with the world is the things of man that belongs to man, which is his carnal mindset. Go ahead.
Save the spirit of man which is in him.
Okay.
Even so, things of Yahuwah knows no man, but the spirit of Yahuwah.
But the spirit. Yeah, verse 12.
Now we have received not the spirit of the world.
You don't want that spirit of, you don't want the spirit of the world, the spirit of the world.
Yeah. But the spirit which is of Yahweh. And we might know the things that are freely given to us of Yahweh.
Really, the things that are freely given to us of
And what's that? Keep reading. And what's that?
Okay.
What freely given to us? From Yahweh. Go ahead.
Which things also we speak.
Yeah.
Not in the words which man's wisdom teaches.
So we don't want to hear about what the man got to say.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear man's wisdom. Go ahead.
But which the righteous spirit teaches.
We want to hear about the righteous voice. What he got to say about this thing. Go ahead.
Yeah. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
And we love to use the word called what? Iron sharp as iron.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what it means. I ain't shot an iron by this, by understanding spiritual things against spiritual things.
Yeah.
Say, Lord said, well, you know, iron sharp and iron, but how do iron sharp and iron?
Yeah.
This guy iron sharp as iron by comparing spiritual things to spiritual things. Now, let's precept that off. Just big general, let's run to Romans chapter 8.
Yeah.
And look at 6 down to verse 9. But see, we got to always remember these things right here. Big general, let's see what we got here in Romans chapter
8,
verse 6 down to verse 9. Let's see what we can get out of that, big general.
Romans chapter 8, 6 and 9.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's see what we can get out of this.
For to be carnally minded is death.
So if you got a worldly mind on you, you ain't got nothing walking over your head but what?
Yeah.
Death. And what price you going to pay for having, Hosea, what price you going to pay in 6:23 by having death over your head in Rome? Let's find out what price you're going to pay, because all over your head is death. See, all you want to talk to me about Franklin Beverly and Mays and Michael Jordan and Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
You ain't got nothing but death over your head.
Yeah,
what did it say in 6:23? What did it say?
The wages of sin is death.
So, call your verse out.
Verse 23.
Romans chapter what? 6?
Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
Okay, the wages mean the price you're going to pay. Go ahead.
It is price for the price
of sin. So you're going to pay the price you're going to pay by keeping me in your worldly mindset. All you're going to put on my head is what? Hell. Hell. Pray and read. But the gift of Yahweh is what? That's what we want. We want the eternal life. We don't want that death talk all over our head. I don't want to hear about no Ben Simmons on a Saturday. What Ben Simmons, where is he going to? Why can't he make a free throw? Can you tell me that after Saturday over with?
Yeah.
We can get in that after Saturday. Let's get Yahweh's business out the way. Come on back, big general.
Romans chapter
8. Yeah.
Verse
7.
Now, let me finish verse
6. Yes, sir.
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
So, see, when you're spiritually minded, what you got? Okay,
gentlemen. Life and peace.
You got life and you got peace. See, when you got a spiritual mind on you, that means you in the word of Yahweh, you got what again?
Life
and you got peace. Go ahead and read.
Verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against Yahweh.
The carnal mind is what?
Enmity.
What word is that, brother? What word is that? Carnal mind is not something. That word is
enmity.
What word is that?
Carnal mind. Enmity.
The word, the carnal mind is enmity. That means, boy, as each meets the west. Go ahead and read.
For it is not a subject of
the law of Yahweh. That means the kind of mind don't want nothing to do with the first five books. You can't tell me nothing about the first five books. I'm a Christian. I'm going to church on Sunday and call this man Jesus. That was a kind of mind would tell you. And I'm going to eat me some hog, too. That's how a kind of mind operates. Go ahead.
Neither indeed can be.
Go ahead.
Verse 8.
Verse 8.
So then they that are in the flesh cannot please Yahweh.
So if you in this world, how much do you please Yahweh? None at all. All you want to talk about is, Ben Simmons and who shot John and how did Betty jump the rope. That's the conversation you want to be on. No, that will get you in trouble according to Yahweh. See, we got a calling on us to take care of Yahweh's business. Somebody got to take the lead. It's open.
Yes.
So who will take the lead is voices.
Of the true Israelites.
That's who will take the lead on this thing. But we got to have a brother and sister to see this Bible unfold as is. Get in their place and make the thing happen.
Yes.
Finish that up. Hey, gentlemen, what are you at? You in verse 9 yet?
Verse 9.
What it say?
So ye are not in the flesh.
So you not in the flesh.
But in the spirit.
You got to be in the spirit. Go ahead.
If so, be that spirit of Yahweh dwell in you.
Then the spirit of Yahweh being dwell in you. When you honor what Yahweh got written in this Bible, then he rests with you. Then the blessing is been established through you to your family. When you in the word of Yahweh, the family got no other choice but to be in the word of Yahweh. Because it's plain. One more time, Brother Watson.
Yeah.
What's going on in Sirach 3,
mm-hmm.
verse 9?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on there, Brother Watson, in Sirach 3, 9? Sirach.
Chapter
3. Listen, big general. Here we go, big general.
The blessing of the Father. Establishes the houses of children.
Oh, so the blessing starts in who?
The Father.
And what happened with the Bible?
Establishes the house of the children.
That's what establishes the family, the house, is the father got to take the lead. The father got to take the lead. Once the father takes the lead, that's when the blessings start coming in.
But the curse of the mother rules out foundation.
Well, we got to go to a baby shower on the Sabbath day. Well, no, we ain't going to the baby shower on the Sabbath day. We're going to the Sabbath day class. And then we're going after that. Come on back, Brother T. Israel.
All right. Okay. All right. Give me, read that Romans. Read that again, that Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. All right. Read verse 6.
Come on, Big John.
Verses 6.
Yeah, Romans chapter 8, verse 6.
But to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Okay, spiritual mind is life and peace. And what's another way of being spiritually minded? Same book. Your mind got to be on this.
Call the name out.
All right, Brother Oshia Israel, Romans chapter 7, pick up at verse 14, Romans chapter 7, verse 14.
Romans chapter
7,
verse 14, we know that the law is cursed.
That law meaning refers to Torah instruction, the first five books. In this case, so what is it? So that law, meaning the Torah instruction of the first five books. Let me see this word here as law in certain cases.
Can you clear one on that, Brother T?
All right, go ahead.
That is, he's talking about the instruction, right?
Mm-hmm.